Toad? Did you use a toad?
Oh, toad, yeah. Toad.
Okay. How about worms now? let's go to worms. What kind of worm would you take fishing with you?
Yeah. Round worm, or I don't know.
How about an angleworm? Would you talk about an angleworm?
Yes, they call them that, I think.
Is there any difference between that and a night crawler, or do you ever hear of a night crawler? No? Okay.
There's no fishing.
Okay.
No, I'm no fishing.
Yeah, a little bigger. There's another little legend about eating certain kinds of food, seafood, during months of the year that have an R in them. You ever hear that one? You should never eat a certain kind of seafood during a certain month that has an R in it. I'm after that kind of food, whatever that is. Or eat that much. I know they don't have seafood much around here.
No. Oysters is what he wants. Oysters.
It's not around here though, is it?
Would you say oysters around? You don't even buy them probably.
Well, we have oysters, but it's nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not that fun.
But the pronunciation might have some significance. But you'd be as good an example here. So that's fine. I got yours. That's a better mark. Ouch. Supplementary. That's legal in my business, by the way. Now there are certain kinds of insects that get into the closet sometimes and eat holes in the clothes.
Moths.
And there's another kind of an insect that in the summertime has a light on it. It lights up in the evening. Flies around, you see a little light.
Firefly, either one.
All right, now there are several kinds of insects that sting you besides a bee. What other kinds are there? Bee,
wasps,
and you ever have a hornet? Call a hornet.
Hornets, yeah.
Could you describe a wasp and a hornet? The difference, or is there any difference that you know?
I think that's about the same thing, ain't it? The wasp and the hornet.
Okay. Now, sometimes for bait, now this is back to fishing again, but I think you might know this one. Instead of using a worm, they'll go get a little teeny fish you find around the shore. A little small one, and put it on the... What's that little fish called? A wee little... They swim around along the shore often. Catch them, use them for bait. Minnows? Know anything about minnows?
Oh, I've heard the name.
But that's okay. Now, if you see, this is a very well kept house. No offense is intended. But if you should happen to look up in my house, let's say, on the corner, you might see a web of some sort.
Cobwebs.
Okay. And if you saw the same sort of structure, let's say, out in a field, you might think it's not a cobweb, it's probably an insect probably made it, in this case. Not the same structure, but it's something like it. What kind of little insect makes a web? So we'll come back to that.
Spider.
Spider.
Okay. And a tree has limbs on the top, and then a trunk, and then under the ground it has what? Big, long tree...
roots.
Okay. Now, a kind of amphibian that crawls around, it has a shell on its back, and it crawls into its shell.